Go to the Word this morning, a special message today on where we are in our world, okay, and the Word of God, and especially Jesus' words. Amen? Let's look at it. Message title today is Global, say it with me, Snapshots. Global Snapshots. In case you're wondering where we get our messages, we get them from God's Word. We put them together. I asked Roger to do certain things. I come up with the name. He came up with that old fancy globe back there. Amen? But I just thank God for the talent that we have in our ministry here that serves and works and does. And man, it helps me so much. And so today, a message right from God's Word. Are the end times our times? Would you say that with me? Are the end times our times? Is that where we're living? Let's go. Let's see what we can find in the Bible today. If you're here for the first time, this is what we do. We put the message right here on the screen. You'll see the Word of God right before your eyes. Obviously, this doesn't take the place of you having a Bible and you reading your Bible and having that daily time with Jesus. Obviously, I do this because I'm half blind. That's number one. Number two, I love for you to see the Word of God. Number three, if anybody comes in here, I want them to know what the Word is and they don't have to wonder about it. Amen? So there it is. We're going. That's the way we do messages. In case you wonder after the message, wow, what was said? What happened? You can go to our PowerPoints and you can download everything that Roger's showing you today. Free. And then if you give about 2 or 3 days, you can hear it all again right there from your computer. If you don't have that, we have DVDs. We'll help you with that. So we're happy to help you. So let's go. In Jesus' message from the Mount of Olives, he gave a message in Matthew 24 and 25. It's recorded for us in the Bible. And then his message to the Apostle John is recorded in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. Listen, that wasn't John's message at the end of Revelation. That was Jesus' message. He wrote these letters. He said these things. And so this is the message of Christ. So Jesus said in a couple of different spots in the Scripture some things about the last days, and we're given some global snapshots into the future. These are things that Jesus said about our future, about the end times. So I want to look at that, and then I want to compare those with our times. And we've got some current stats and things that you can see. How does that relate to what Jesus was saying way back 2,000 years ago? Let's check it out. Matthew 24, verse 3. And as he, that's Jesus, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately. And they said, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? So what are the signs of your coming again and the end of the world? Last book in the Bible, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of everything that he saw. So we have Matthew 24, and we have the book of Revelation we're going to look at today and see what Jesus said about the end times. Some shots, some snapshots of the future. So that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to break down a little bit of what I saw in Matthew 24 and a little bit in Revelation. I'm not going to take a ton of time here. Just want to give us a little idea of where we're headed. Here we go, some snapshots of the future. Number one, say that with me, global, political, deception. Would you say that with me? Global political deception. Okay, this is Jesus' words, guys. All right, this is the word we'll see. Matthew 24. What's the signs? What's the end of the age? What's it going to be like in the end? And so Jesus tells them. Here we go. Number one, global political deception. And Jesus answered and said unto them, say it with me, take heed that no man what? Deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and shall, what? Deceive many. Now, when we compare that, go ahead, to Revelation. What did he say in Revelation? Did he say something different? No. This is that passage on the four horsemen of the apocalypse. You can get that series. It plays on the Christian Television Network. We have it here. Love to have it, have you look at it. Okay, it's available out back. This is that passage, the four horsemen. He said, and I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. When you compare Scripture with Scripture, it's my firm belief that in the last days there will be great global political deception. Okay? And especially when you read the Word, you read about Israel, things to come, the Middle East, etc. A lot of stuff in the Scriptures about that. What's going to happen? Just real quickly, chaotic conditions are going to call for a what? A great leader. Number two, his charisma and his political posturing is going to gain him world recognition. Okay? I believe this passage of Scripture is not just talking about a lot of people will deceive. I think it's also talking about the Antichrist. That's me personally. I believe that. Through deception, what seems to be, say that with me, real peace will be brought to what? The Middle East. Is the Middle East a mess? Somebody tell me. Okay, there we go. All right, so number one, snapshot into the future. Not going to spend a lot of time on it. We can do it later. We got the series. We've done it in the past. You can go to our website. You can pull down the notes. You can pull down the sermon. You can do it all if you want to. But for this morning, number one, global political what? That's going to be the future. That's what Jesus said. Number two, global, say it with me, dissension. Global, say it again, dissension. What do I mean? We continue in Matthew. How many knows what we're doing? We're like on a seesaw here. We're in Matthew. We're in Revelation. We're in Matthew. We're in Revelation. Who said both things? Jesus. And they're not different. Maybe a little different look. Said different way. Same thought. Number two, global dissension. Number one was what? Global political what? Deception. Number two is global what? And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation, say it with me, shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Now let's go to Revelation, back to chapter 6, second horseman of the four. And there went out another horse that was what? And power was given him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth. And that they should what? Kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. So, the second thing we see is global dissension. The Middle East mess. In the end, there will be a peace treaty or treaties or many treaties. And they're going to be broken. How many thinks that might happen? Okay, here we go. Unbelievable hostilities like never seen before will erupt in the Middle East. And this is what, when his disciples said, what will the end be like? Jesus is answering that question. So number one, global political what? Number two, global dissension. Wars. Rumors of wars. Okay? Number three, help me now, global economic devastation. Global economic devastation. This is a message called global snapshots. Are the end times, our times? Looking at what Jesus said about the last days. Finishing up verse 7 in Matthew 24, and there shall be what? Famines, pestilences, also other things, earthquakes in crazy places you never even heard of. Revelation 6, back to the third horseman now. White, red, and now black. And when it opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a what? A black horse. Now, interesting, follow the reading. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Global economic devastation. What will take place, according to Jesus, certainly my view, but my very strong view of what Jesus was saying. I believe it's true that in the last days there's going to be global economic devastation. Blackness or darkness, and this is just from studying the Hebrew and the Greek words used, blackness or darkness, and going throughout your Bible, blackness or darkness describes the world's economy. Okay? Blackness or darkness, you'll see that as you go through the Bible. You'll see what blackness and darkness, it's not a good thing when it's used, by the way. Okay? Scales in this passage speak of scarcity. And we could go into great detail. I just don't have time this morning on this message. But scales speak of scarcity. Because things are being measured by what? Say it with me. Exact what? How many, be honest with me, you've scrambled over the last couple of years to find what little bit of gold you could find in your house? That stuff went crazy, didn't it? You see what I'm saying? Before, you might not have thought twice about it. Now, just something little seems like a what? A lot. A day's wage, according to this passage, a penny was not our penny. That penny spoke of a whole day's wage. It was a Roman denarius, or denarii. So a day's wage in the last days will buy a day's supply of food for survival. We ain't talking about rent. We ain't talking about the car payment. We're talking about survival. Not luxury. Keep looking. So what have we seen? What have we seen? Let's stop and look, Raj, before we go any further. Number one, what are we seeing that Jesus is saying? Number one, in the end times, there's going to be global political deception. That's number one. Number two, there's going to be global dissension. Number three, there's going to be global economic devastation, according to the words of Jesus. And guys, trust me, I don't know all this stuff. You know what I mean? I'm not a genius, okay? This is the Word of God. This is me reading, studying over the years, getting helps from other people, what they see, what they think. But I really believe it. I really do. I believe this is a good application of the Scripture. I preach this on the radio sometimes, and I'll get every once in a while somebody will write me and argue with me. And that's fine. Have at it. But I really believe this. And I'm sharing with you what Jesus said from that book in Matthew and also in Revelation so we can see. Now, that's global snapshots into the future. Are these the last days? I don't know. I have no idea. I know it could be my last day. How many thinks it could be your last day? I mean, if something happened, it could be your last day. You see what I'm saying? Are these the last days? I don't know. But we should live like this is the last day because it could be your last day. You understand? This is the day to get right with God, not tomorrow. This is it right here. This is the day to witness. This is the day to give. This is the day to do. This is the day. This is the day to love. This is the day to care. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow's the favorite day of the lazy man. All right? So are we living in the last days? I don't know, but let's take some snapshots. Current global politics. Now here's what I did. Found every leader of every nation in the world. That's current, ain't it? Is that current, say? That's pretty current. And in the last days, the Bible says, I believe it firmly, Jesus speaking, I believe it, there's going to be global political deception. And I just want to see how comfortable you feel with the screen. Pop it up, Raj. How you feeling? How you feeling? Guys, have you been noticed I've been using the word global? Global.
Have you understood that? Do you understand that America doesn't run everything? Did you know there's a big globe now? Did you know people literally can come to our shores in New York City and say horrible things about our country and no consequences? Basically, this is a big global deal. You understand that? Have you heard there's certain things we can't do anything about because nothing we can do about it here because we're now what? We're what? Global. Well, see, Jesus was talking about global. Jesus wasn't an American, guys. Wake up. Jesus loves all people. Amen? He's talking about the world. So as happy as you might be with a couple of those folks on the screen, I'm just telling you what. You can make up your own mind, but I think there's a lot of deception on that screen. How many would agree with that? You'd agree there's a lot of deception on that screen. That's not whitewashing. That's not making everybody, saying everybody up on that screen's bad. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying in the last days, there will be massive, global deception politically. And would you say that the world we live in today, would you say that we could check that off as a yes? Guys, and again, I'm not trying to slam. I'm just trying. This is reality. I could change the pictures. I could put Abe Lincoln on all of them if you wanted me to. Make you feel real good. All right? But this is the world you live in right here. How you feeling? Oh, I don't have any points. I just got pictures. You can go back, by the way, download this. You do it yourself. It'll pop right up in front of you. Pop, 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 pop. Took Roger 4 hours to get them to pop up like that. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you. So, number one, our current situation politically in our world, there will be global deception. I personally believe there's a lot of global political deception in our world today. Jesus prophesied, said it would be that way in the end. Okay? And without getting into it on this message, there's going to be a lot of religious deception. Okay? But when people come and say they're Christ, I don't think that's just speaking religiously, because they were looking for a deliverer, someone political, someone to deliver them. And so that's what's going to happen in the last days. That's our current situation. Let's look at global dissension. Current. And these are just some of today's raging conflicts. Okay, that's happening right now. I just want you to take a peek at some of them. Colombia. Afghanistan. Over 3 million dead there since 1978. Somalia. These are still raging, by the way. Iraq. Pakistan. Syria. Are you seeing something on the screen that's sort of a common theme, though? And that's the location. Are you seeing the location in the Middle East? And by the way, we didn't put a lot of conflicts up there. Pop it up, Raj. There are also at least 30 other regions of the world totaling millions of lives that are being lost right now in the world we live in today. You can go Google this yourself and pull up this information and see it. So in the end times, there's going to be global what? Dissension. Especially where? In the what? Is it happening? And when you think of wars today, when you think of conflict today, what area of the world just comes to your mind immediately? Colombia? Not. What? The what? The Middle East. What I'm saying is, that is the current snapshot. Do you see it? Just another thought, some current dictatorships. We put that on here for you as well. When you look at a globe and you put in dictatorship and color that in, where they are, you'd be surprised how much of our world, our globe today, is under dictatorship. And some of them aren't even out there because they call them something else, but they really are dictatorships. They didn't make the list. This is a major problem because they hate Israel, and that is Islam. Look at Islam throughout the world, the growth of Islam throughout the world. The most you can get on this little chart is this color right there, that light blue. You see it? Where is all that light blue at? Somebody tell me. The what? The Middle East and North what? Africa, which is right below what? the Middle East. And what's above it? Russia. What's to the right? China. Things like that. You see what I'm saying? But even these other colors, don't discount the other blue. The light blue is 90 to 100%. But don't forget, man, even down here where it's dark blue, that's 10 to 20%. As you follow it up, 50 to 60% is that lilac color, whatever. You see it? That's the world you live in. That's a current snapshot. You can take that snapshot yourself. Go look at it. That's the world we live in. Keep looking. Oh, by the way, where is Israel? Is that smack dab in the middle, or am I sort of missing that? Say, is that what? Is that, would you almost call that smack dab in the middle? I'm from the country, but does that look like almost smack dab in the middle? And we're not getting into it today, but that's really what it's all about. In the end times, in the Battle of Armageddon, and things like that that you read about in your Bible, it takes place in Israel and in Jordan, in that area. Some global snapshots. Here's the last one. Are y'all going to sleep on me today? Good. I'm glad we're awake. Here we go. Look at this one. Now, what did Jesus say? I firmly believe it from the Scripture. Global political deception, global dissension, and global economic what? Devastation. And guys, sometimes we don't get it. We don't get it because we live in America. We don't get it because we live in America. I'm going to help you get it this morning. Here we go. Today's economic situation. That's today's economic situation. These are world poverty facts that we got this week. Thursday. Over 1 billion people live on less than, say it with me, $1 a day. So out of 6.5 billion people on the planet, over 1 billion of them live on less than what? A dollar a day. Well, let's keep going. Half of the world, over 3 billion people, half of the world lives on less than how much a day? $2.50 a day. That's half the world. Number three, at least 80%, four-fifths of the planet, four-fifths of all humanity live on less than $10 a day. Does it sound like things are pretty rough in our whole world today? Does that sound like pretty rough to me? How'd you like live on $10 a day? How'd you like that? Say, how'd you like that? So even though you don't understand and maybe I don't get it, wouldn't you say that that's pretty bleak for a lot of people on this planet? Wouldn't you say there's some pretty serious economic devastation going on in our world? Would you agree with that? And I'm not done. Over 95% of the world, 95% of the world lives on less than 5% of the world's income. But don't you ever open your mouth. Because you're not in that 95%. Did you hear me this morning, church? You're not in that 95%. And in this country, we're trying to pit the rich against the haves and against the have-nots. We all have! We all have! We're Americans! We all have! Every one of us! We live here, man! Do you get it or not? That's deceiving. And it's downright evil. Quote me on it. To divide us as a country. You listening to me or not? We're Americans. Can we say we're Americans? We're what? I don't care what political party. We're what? We're what? You know what else we are? We're blessed. Say that with me. We're what? One more time. We're what? We're what? There's a lot of problems out there. A lot of economic problems out there in our world, guys. But I just want you to see that in case you want to tell somebody how bad you got it in this country. I know I'm probably ticking you off right now. Somebody's got to wake you up a little bit. that a lot of people come before us. How many things people maybe 100 years had less than what we got? Say. Amen? How about somebody back in the, who lived in the 1930s? Can I see your hand? Let me see your hand. Amen. Did y'all have a little bit less, yes or no? Somebody tell us about it. How about who lived through World War II a little bit? Did some of us have a little bit less? I heard they were taking in old tires and trying to get them retread and things like that for our government mess. Was that true? Is that right? How many lived for air conditioning? Can I see your hand a little bit? Amen. How many went to potty out in a hole outside in the yard in some kind of building? Are you hearing me? Are you listening to me? Well, guess what? I just talked about all the rest of the world. 95%, 90, 80% of the world, that's how they're still doing it. You're blessed today. And especially as Christians, as believers, my goodness, when we especially talk like that, I think it just makes Jesus look horrible. Amen. But my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's keep looking. I'm not done. According to UNICEF, current stat, 22,000 children die each day due to poverty. That's almost 1,000 an hour kids dying because they don't have. Not because they're bad. They don't have anything. Jesus said in the end times, there's going to be, they're going to be measuring the portions for the exact weight. You think there's people in the world today that they get just an exact something and that's what they eat? That's all they get to eat because it's been weighed out for them and that's all they get to stick in their mouth? You believe that's happening in this world today? It's happening today. This is a current snapshot of your world. Are the end times our times? Sounds like it to me, guys. Let's keep looking. But I could not give this message without bringing the economic situation home to Fellowship Church. And again, you might not like it. I like good news. I like giving good news. I like giving good news. Good news, good news, good news, good news. You know what the Bible tells me the good news is? That Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead, and you can be saved. And you were going to hell, and now you're going to heaven. That's some good news right there. Amen. Okay. I like giving good news. But here's also, we can stick our head in the sand and just believe, wow, 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 things are great, things are better, things are good in our country. Here we go. Oh, it's on our website. Go check it out. Here we go. Average retail price of gas in January of 2009 was $1.83. Today, it's $3.70. That's bad news where I come from. Keep looking. Crude oil per barrel, $43.48, which was four times too much in 2009, to be honest with you. $99 today. Might be a little bit less, but we're in the ballpark. Keep looking. Corn. We don't talk about this. Corn. $3.56 a bushel in 2009. $7.48. This is where we live. Soybeans, $9.66, $15.51. Are we seeing something going up, or am I imagining things? Keep looking. I'm not saying it's pleasant, but this is reality. Sugar, man, this will make you want to go on a diet. $13.37, look at it right now, $35.39. I should have gone down to and invested in the Everglades. And Clewiston. Unemployment rate. Even though we hear different numbers, but people that are unemployed or long-term unemployed or quit looking for work, these figures are even way higher than this. But it's 9.4. Unemployment benefit recipients, 7.5 million. Today, 9.2 million. Just tells you, pretty rough out there. Long-term unemployed, 2.6 million, 6.4 million. Almost three times. They say these people have just given up looking for work. They just give up. That's sad. We can't give up. When we start to give up, that's bad news. Food stamp recipients. And this isn't a slam. This is just reality. 32 million. Today, 43 million. That sound like things, or what does it sound like? Does it sound like trouble? Yes, it does. Medium household income. Wow. That sure makes that $10 and $250 and something look a lot different, doesn't it, church? Yes or no? Wow, that's where you live. And though not everybody's there, I understand that, but that's still the median income. In 2009, it's dropped to 49, just to tack back a little bit. So people have less money, but things are costing what? More. And we didn't put their houses up there. Some of those have dropped 100%, 70%, 200%, 300%. It's crazy. Poverty rate, 13.2 in 2009, 14.3. More people in poverty. In our world, our country, people in poverty in general was 39 million. Now it's 44 million. Failed banks. That number continues to grow, 164. Keep looking. National debt. We don't want to talk about this one, do we? It's okay. 10.6 million. Thank you for correcting me. Yeah, boy, you fixed me quick. 10.6 trillion today. This is a current figure Raj got for us. 16.2 trillion. This is our economy. This is what we see. Now, how many feel really good right now? Amen. Amen. You wonder why you come to church and get a message like this? I'm going to tell you why. It's in the Bible. This is what Jesus said the last days would look like. You don't need to go rent you a movie and figure out what last days looks like. You just need to go outside. Amen. Or stay inside and get on the TV. You're living in what looks like the last days. Would you agree with that? Whether it is or not, I don't know. But you're living in what it looks like. But over here in America, we are getting a skewed view of what it looks like. Because you are an American. Amen. And you live in a different... And I'm not just saying us. I have several from Great Britain, England here today, and I understand that. And you would agree with me too. I know y'all would. That y'all live in a different world than what the rest of the world looks like. So what do? Pastor, you've depressed us. I'm going to jump off a bridge now. No, I've got some good news. Here's some good news. It's not good news to be stupid, though. It's not good news to be dumb. It's not good news not to know some facts. That's craziness. You need to know what's going on. Okay? And if anything, this really ought to give you some confidence in your Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Let's look at some things. So hearing Jesus' words, that's what we did, about the end times, and seeing what I saw with my own eyes, which you did, what should I do? What should I do? I'm crazy. Three things. This is the word. Three things. Number one, wait on the Lord. Say that with me. Wait on the Lord. What do I mean? Stay up. Stay up. You're winning. You're on the winning team. You know Christ. Live like it. Act like it. Shout it. Stay what? Up. That's what we should do. A light shines better in a dark. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm living when it's dark. That's a blessing. I get to shine forth Christ. Wait on the Lord. Stay up, man. What do I mean? So likewise you, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Amen. So, hey, are we living in the last days? Very well could be. Jesus could come now. I don't know. But all I know is that it gives me more motivation to live for Him. Do you understand? And as people are hurting and needing answers, that gives me a greater opportunity to share Christ and shine my light and be a blessing. You understand? So is depression the answer, yes or no? No. Should I get down? No. But also, don't believe things that aren't true. This is reality. Number two, so stay up. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away, Jesus said. But at that day and hour knows no man. No, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. So be wise when somebody tells you that Jesus is coming on Friday or something. We don't know that. Amen? They'll tell you that. Don't listen to that mess. Live for Christ today. Read and believe God's Word. That's what this teaches me to do. Read and believe God's Word. My goodness, 2,000 years ago, He said it was going to be just like right now. Well, look at all that other stuff I ought to be reading and believing in His book. Read and believe it, man. Know that everything passes away. Everything passes away. Man, the gas goes up. Things go up. Things pass away. You lose this, you lose that. But God's Word abides forever. Hide God's Word in your heart. Make a commitment to be in the Word of God. Make a commitment to every day kick your tail and get into the Bible every day. And every word you read, believe. That's my advice to you. Wait on the Lord. Stay up. Number two, I'm not going to be long. Work for the Lord. Say that with me. Work for the Lord. What do I mean? Step up! I tell you what, I sure hope you don't come running your mouth complaining to me after this message. As good as we have it, as blessed as we are, even with those rising things, I don't like it, but we're still not in that 95% that's living on 5%. We're still in that 5% that's living on 95%. Did you hear me? Listen, step up. Work for the Lord. Guard your spirit. Watch your mouth. Watch your attitude. Step up for Jesus. Work for Him. Blessed is he. Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when He comes again, He finds him what? Working. 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 Serving. Doing. Helping. Yeah, that's who we should be right now. Amen? Y'all listening? So number one, we're going to wait on the Lord. Stay up. Number two, work for the Lord. You do this right here. Step on up. Amen. Hey, things might be down, but we're to be what? We're to be up because we have Jesus. That's the good news. Don't retreat because of fear. Don't retreat because of fear. Advance the message of Jesus Christ while you still have the opportunity and while you still have the freedom in this country. Advance that message in love and kindness and with a great attitude and spirit, but advance the message of Christ. Number three, what should I do, preacher? Watch for the Lord. Watch for the Lord. Look up. Look up. What do I mean? And when these things begin to come to pass, then say the word with me. What? What did it say? That's the Bible. It said what? And lift up your what? For your redemption draws near. I'm to look up. And you know, here's the thing. You can look at our world, and I can look at all these things on the screen, and I can get depressed, but actually I can't. I don't know how you see it. When I saw what I saw today, and as I was studying, it caused me to look up. It caused me to look up to think that, wow, man, I'm saved. Jesus, my future is bright. I have a bright future. I have a great opportunity to share Christ more than ever. I'm blessed. It made me look at my things that I have and go, wow, even though I got less, I'm blessed. You hear what I'm saying? That causes me depression. You know what else it does for me? Watching for the Lord is this also. It's like, how many remember the last sunrise you saw? So many, we get so busy. Or how many times, it's done this for me lately in my life, just seeing the little things that God does, the little hand of God I see in my life. That's what I'm trying to get you to do. Instead of getting down, what it'll do for you is you'll just start to see God all around. And look up, look up, lift up your head. See those things that you've missed before. Sometimes when you have less, you see those important things in life. You hearing me a little bit? Got a little crazy on that last point, but hope you'll get it. Don't be discouraged. Don't hang your head in despair. Be delighted
and lift up your head with delight. Be encouraged, rather. Be encouraged and lift up your head in delight. Be encouraged and lift up your head. This could be the what? Day that Jesus comes. And like I said when I started the message, this could be my last day. This could be the day I see Jesus. That's not a bad deal. Amen? It's not a bad deal, guys. We are winning because of Him. Amen? What else we got, Roger? My redemption is drawing near. I believe it based on what Jesus said, based on what I see. I believe my redemption is drawing near. Are the end times our times? I believe they are. That is my opinion. You can have your own. It's a free country. Thank God you live in a free country. Amen. You have your own opinion. Amen. Praise God. Let's give God credit for the word this morning. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord this morning. Amen.